Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Morning Dew. Our scripture this morning is coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for this joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Our Father and our God, it's again that we come this morning thanking you for your goodness and your mercy, for your kindness, oh God, for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for how you watched over us last night while we slumbered and we slept. No thieves broke in, no fires broke out. And God, we got up this morning, we were in our right mind. Hallelujah. When you touched us, hallelujah, hallelujah. You touched us and we were in our right mind. Hallelujah. We had the activity of our limbs. Hallelujah. We were able to move about. And God, for that this morning, we say thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, hallelujah, for forgiving us for our sins, sins that were omitted, those that were committed, that we things that we didn't even know about, things we did unknowingly, God, and you automatically just forgave us. We didn't even have to ask. You forgave us, oh, God, because you died for our sins many, many, many years ago. And for that, God, we just say thank you. You could have come down off the cross, but you chose not to. You chose to stay on the cross so that we would have this right today. Hallelujah. And for that, God, we say thank you this morning. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, oh God, for shedding your blood for us. Hallelujah. Thank you for being pierced in the side for us. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We come with humble hearts. We come with humble hearts this morning. We come giving you glory. We come giving you honor. We come giving you praise, oh God. Oh, God, things we couldn't have done, things we wouldn't have done, you did. And we thank you for it this morning. We don't have anything but a thank you on our lips, a thank you way down in our hearts. We just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And today, God, we bring our petitions before you, saying, help us, God. Help us to be more like you. Help us. Oh, God, where we fail, God, help us. Build us up where we are torn down. Oh, God, we lack in so many places, God. We want to be consistent with everything we do, God. We want to be like you. We want to be consistent, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to be consistent, and we want to follow the example that you set before us. Oh, God, even the example of some of our loved ones that have gone on before us, the great cloud of witnesses that are there with you already, God. Help us to follow in their footsteps, oh, God, that we will live our lives more like you. Hallelujah. That we will mark the perfect man. Yes, Lord. Help us today, God. Help us today, God. Oh, God, help us. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it alone, oh, God. There is nothing about us that's perfect, but, oh, God, we can mark you. We can mark the perfect man if you help us today. In the name of Jesus, we're nothing but filthy rags. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But, God, we are begging your help this morning. Help us today, oh, God. Give us the steadfastness, oh, God, to look to you, oh, God, when trials come, when problems come, during hard times, oh, God. Help us, oh God, to look to you today. Sickness, oh God, afflictions may touch our bodies, but oh God, we can look to you. We can mark you today. We can mark you. We can mark the things that you've done. Yes, Lord, how you went on before us,
Hallelujah. And clear the path, oh God. Oh God, our faith look up to you today. Our faith look up to you. So help us today, Lord. We plead your help today. We plead your help. Oh God, help with our children, our wayward children. Oh God, when we don't know what to do, give us what to do and how to do it. In the name of Jesus, we want to be holy parents. Parents, oh God. We want to be parents that set examples for our nieces, for our nephews, oh God, for our children. Oh God, help us today. We're living in perilous times, oh God. The world is in turmoil. Oh God, but help us to be that example, that beacon that sits on a hill, God, that the children can look up to and say, I want to be like her. I want to be like him. Oh God, help us today, Jesus. Help us today. God, we plead for your help this morning. Help us today, oh God. Help us, God. Help us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, help us today. Help us to be steadfast and consistent, oh God, in our living. Oh God, our living, don't let our living be in vain. Oh God, don't let us have walked here, God, all these years, oh God, and served you and be in it be in vain. But God, help us today in everything that we do, in everything that we say. Don't let us say anything wrong, even on our job. Oh God, let somebody see you in our lives. Hallelujah. Let somebody see you in our lives. Let somebody say, there's something different about that person. I would like to know about that person. I would like to be like that person because I see something different in the name of Jesus. Help us this morning, oh God. We come pleading for your help. We come humble as we know how, saying, help us, oh God. Make us the woman and the man you'd have us to be in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we believe you by faith. We believe that you're going to do it. We declare and decree that our lives will be better. Yes, Lord. We declare and decree that our children will be better. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree this morning that our families will be better, oh, God. Even the broken marriages, God, you will mend them back together because we've invited you in, oh, God, the more, to come in and sup with us the more, to help us to be consistent in everything that we do, in every walk, in every facet of our lives, oh God. We've invited you in to be consistent, oh God, to help us to be consistent this morning. We declare and decree that we will be consistent in the things that we do. We will be consistent in the way we live. Yes, Lord. Even, oh God, we'll be consistent in the way we spend our monies, oh God. Hallelujah. We'll be consistent in paying our tithes. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we'll be consistent in everything that we do. Help us, oh God. Help us, help us, help us. Oh God, we cannot do it by ourselves. But God, we can do it with you. And then, Lord, we ask you, you required of us that we pray for men in authority everywhere. Oh, God, we pray for consistency with them this morning. Oh, God, we ask that you get in their lives. Help them, oh, God, to be consistent in their walk, in their talk. Yes, Lord, that you bind the evil forces, come against them, the evil forces that will tell them to do evil things. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bind Satan on every hand and cast him to the very pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, have your way in every leader this morning. Oh, God, every king and every queen. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, every bishop, every pastor, every elder, every minister, every missionary, every evangelist, oh, God, everyone that's holding up the bloodstained banner, everyone that's calling on your name this morning. Oh God, walk with them and talk with them. Let them know where they failed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the consistency that they need, oh God, to walk with you, to talk with you, to lead your people this morning. Oh God, we pray for them this morning. We say, have your way even in the White House. Have your way in the Senate, in the House of Representatives, in the Congress, oh God. Have your way this morning. Oh God, walk in and take control in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that men think they have the answer. We know that they think they have all the answers this morning. But we bind Satan on every hand. There's only one ruler and super ruler, and that's you. Oh, God, and we place it in your hands this morning. We ask that you walk with every single one of them. Talk with them this morning. Oh, God, nudge them, oh, God. Send the angels to be there. Hallelujah, in the midst of everything that they do. Oh, God, you can turn it around in the name of Jesus. You can turn it around this morning. And we are looking to you, oh, God. We have no might. We have no strength, oh, God, to do these things. But you are able this morning, and we are looking to you. Our faith looks up to you this morning, and we thank you for the faith. We thank you. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, walk with us and talk with us. Remember our children. Don't let them, oh, God, be lost in the name of Jesus. And those little ones, the innocent ones, as they go throughout the day, God, protect them on the school campuses. Be with them. Let your angels abide. Bind Satan on every hand. That one that comes to wreck home in the name of Jesus, we bind him now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. We love and adore you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us this morning. We ask that you would join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We ask if you have a praise report or if you just simply need prayer that you contact us. You can reach us at healingh2o.org or you can reach us on our Facebook and fan pages, healingh2o. Be blessed today and know that God requires consistency with our walk and with our talk. Love on someone today and let them know that God loves you in spite of and nevertheless, he loves us. Be blessed.